نوروز سپیشال. During a new year, Nowruz coincides with the arrival of spring and the changing of the seasons. It is also a wonderful opportunity for us to change our behavior and state of mind. It is an opportunity to change our spirituality. Iranians have a philosophical way of looking at things. The house cleaning exercise before the arrival of Nowruz is not just limited to cleaning your own house. Iranians believe it is just as essential and just as important to clean your heart and your mind. Cleaning your heart and mind means not to harbor any ill wishes or ill will towards anyone. Forgive and forget past grievances and wipe the slate clean. Nature, our world, changes naturally from season to season, and this is the work of God. But we humans have a duty to change ourselves for the better, to change our lives for the better, and to change the world we live in, making it a better world. This is our duty, and we must strive for that. Spring brings freshness and beauty and renewal. The renewal of nature is quite amazing if we ponder this periodic renewal of nature which happens every year. We just might understand one of the wonders of creation. The Lord says in Ayah 190 of Surah Al-Imran in the Holy Quran, "In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the creation of the night and the day, there are signs for the wise people who understand." The spring is a sign of God for guidance of humanity. The traditional Iranian New Year prayer says, "O Lord, the transformer of our eyes and hearts. O Lord, the creator of the night and day. O transformer of the year and the condition of man. Transform our condition to the best of conditions." Nowruz is transformation. Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, is change. Nowruz is a festivity of revival and regeneration. The arrival of spring transforms nature and symbolizes transformation of man. The resurrection of nature reminds us of the day of resurrection and also reminds us of the need to repent for our past sins and make a fresh start and try to become a better human being. The resurrection of nature also reminds us of the fact that we will be resurrected one day in front of our Lord to account for what we have done. Ayah 79 of Surah Yasin in the Holy Quran is the answer to a person who has forgotten that the Lord Most High created him and denies his own resurrection on the Day of Judgment. Ayah 79 of Surah Yasin of the Holy Quran says, "And told us an example, and he had forgotten his own creation. He said, 'Who will revive and resurrect these decaying bones?' Say, 'He who created them in the first place. He knows everything about creation, and he is capable of every kind of creation.'" The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has emphasized that nature, our world, changes naturally from season to season, and this is the work of God. But we humans have a duty to change ourselves for the better, to change our lives for the better, and to change the world we live in for the better. This is our duty, and we must strive for that. With spring comes new birth and new growth in nature. Spring heralds revival and resurrection of nature, a revival whose origins lie in the mercy, kindness, and blessings of the Lord. Those who are wise will recognize the revival of nature in spring as being akin to the revival of the human soul, and akin to life in the hereafter. The Almighty says in Ayah 50 of Surah Rum of the Holy Quran, "See the signs and effects of God's blessings, how He brings back to life the earth which has been dead. Certainly, this is the same God who revives and resurrects those who have died, and He is omnipotent and capable in all matters of the universe." Yes, the divine breeze of mercy and blessing breathes new life into nature, and this same divine breeze can revive our moribund hearts if we expose them to this magical breeze. Each and every second of our existence is valuable, and we must strive to make best use of our transient lives in this mortal world. In the first few ayahs of Surat Al-Qiyamah in the Holy Quran, the Lord Most High says, "Do humans believe that their bones will not be collected once again after they have died? Indeed, the Lord will resurrect those who have passed away. Even their fingertips will be recreated properly and correctly." According to Quranic teachings, humans have not been created for living in this world, and the value of their lives is equal to living till eternity. What we mean to say is that the human soul is capable of living forever in the hereafter if we do good deeds and act correctly and righteously in this world. Thus, the material world we live in cannot do justice to the enormous talents and capabilities of the human soul. But what is the point of life? Why have we been created? And why were we born into this material world? According to Islam, the answer is, we have entered this material world so that through our deeds and actions we can determine whether our soul would live forever in the hereafter. Thus, our deeds and actions in this world will determine our life in the hereafter, in the next world. This is the reason for our existence in the material world. Thus, it is imperative that we should perform only good deeds, act righteously and correctly according to God's commands. If we follow God's instructions and commands in the material world, we are guaranteed eternal life in the hereafter. Our life in the material world is common with the life of animals. Both humans and animals live in the material world. But humans have the potential to reach the level of angels and even higher. Animals, of course, do not. Humans have the potential to be as close to God as angels are, or even closer. In Ayah 24 of Surah Anfal in the Holy Quran, the Almighty says, "O you who have faith, when the Lord and His Messenger invite you to that which will give you eternal life, then obey. And know that the Lord will come between you and your heart, and all of you will return to your Lord on the day of judgment." Thus, the Almighty and His messengers have invited humanity to eternal life, in heaven, in the hereafter. The Holy Quran refers to those who have faith as those with a pure heart and a living heart. We must thank God for His infinite mercy and blessings. If we deliberately close our eyes to the wonders of creation, if we fail to see the infinite mercy and blessings of the Almighty, then we are no better than animals. The Lord says in Ayah 179 of Surah A'raf in the Holy Quran, "They have hearts which cannot understand and cannot recognize. They have eyes which with no light and no sight. They have ears which are incapable of hearing the truth. They are like four-legged animals, and they're even more wayward than animals. They are the ignorant and unaware people." The Almighty God has created the entire universe and everything which is in it. All of God's creatures praise the Lord, from birds and mammals to trees and plants. Every living creature is constantly praising the Lord. The Holy Quran says in Ayah 44 of Surah Isra, "The seven skies and the earth and every creature which is in them praises the Lord Most High. And everything which is in the universe, including trees, plants, animals, and higher forms of life, praise their Lord, their Creator, Most High." Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, is one of the oldest festivities in the world. It symbolizes new birth and new growth in nature. It symbolizes nature's revival and resurrection. Nowruz has stood the test of time because it is so closely linked to nature and so closely linked to spring. It is also closely associated with peace and kindness. Since the earliest times, humans were aware of the cycle of nature, the fact that seasons seem to be periodic or cyclical. The origins of Nowruz lie in the agricultural communities of ancient Iran. Iranian farmers needed to know when to sow their seeds and when to harvest their crops. It was essential for them to know when the seasons start, and in particular, when does spring start. Thus, the agricultural calendar was calculated approximately by farmers of ancient Iran. Their job was closely linked to the start of various seasons, such as spring, summer, and autumn. Thus, the agricultural community of ancient Iran chose to celebrate the first day of spring, which begins with the vernal equinox, and is called the Day of Nowruz. On an equinox, day and night are approximately equal duration, no matter where you happen to be on planet Earth. For many centuries, Nowruz was essentially an agricultural festivity, but since much of the population of Iran was engaged in farming, Nowruz became a national holiday in Iran. We congratulate each and every one of you on the advent of Nowruz.